Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 576.5, up a half on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 526, up one on the open. July, 540, up 2.75. March corn opened at 379, up 2.25 on the open. May, 387, up 1.75. July, 397.5, up 2. September, 405.5, up 1.5. December, 417.75, up 2. March of 2010, 427.75, down 0.25 on the open. March beans open at 904, up 5 on the open. May, 888, up 6. July, 888, up 6.5. November, 849, up 7.5. January of 2010, 858, up 6 on the open. March soybean meal open at 288, down a dollar on the open. May, 280, up 350. March soybean oil open at 3015, up 4 on the open. May, 3050, up 12. April live cattle open at 8430, up 40 on the open. March feeders, 9130, up 40. April lean hogs, 63, up 77.5, and May pork bellies open at 84.95, up 90 on the open. More than 400 people attended this week's 2009 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting at the Beef House. We have audio now from the meeting on our website. Go to WILLAG.org and click in the navigation window in the right panel. And our thanks to these agribusinesses that helped to make this year's meeting a success: the Andersons, DTN, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investor Services, and L&M Commodities. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. What a nice, successful, probably the most successful meeting I've ever been to at the Beef House. Well done to you and Todd and all the others there at the station.
Thank you for those kind words. We did have a grand day, and a lot of information was passed out. And as I said, it's now on the website for those who wish to go back and review it. Hey, Mike, I love it when a plan comes together. The dollar came down and short covering came into the bean and corn markets. And now the question becomes, I suppose, as we begin to look at these charts, if we have seen that dollar trend violated to the downside, and we're also seeing that wheat has emerged from its downtrend line, and what does that potentially imply for either further short covering or, could I say it, new dollars entering the market in the next week?
Yeah, I think you're seeing that, Dave, and I think you'll probably continue to see that with one key element that has to be confirmed. This new talk in Washington and these hearings in Washington on the mark-to-market rules of accounting for the banks are a major, I would say probably 75% to 80% of the reason why we have the equities going higher led by the banks and the dollar breaking and this investor asset switch going on like you talk about. We certainly in the grain industry now have the wind at our back because of this. I think the key now to dot the I and cross the T is we see that the Washington establishment does indeed come in and suspend or relieve in some way, shape, or form the mark-to-market accounting rules, maybe take it more back to cost accounting. And simply put, the mark-to-market accounting rule that the banks are under right now means that they're wide open to the market in stocks, commodities, and bonds. At least 30% of the assets held by the 12 largest banks, about 30% are held wide open at the end of the day to whatever the market does to them, and that's what's been a major source of sapped liquidity for these banks, and what I believe to be probably a major source is why they haven't begun to lend to each other like they should have after all this bailout money's been given. So we like the way this market's acting. We like the technicals a lot. We have the wind at our back here. We're going to use this wind to get some more hedges in place as we get into the March 31st acreage and grain stocks report, take off some of our puts and get some more cash sales made. Bottom line for us, Dave, we like this. We think it's great, but the economic and grain fundamentals this week show that we were still worsening in conditions versus a month ago, with China and the emerging markets included in that. And so we really want to keep that at the forefront of our mindset.
Well, Geithner, you know, kind of was taking back what he had said earlier or implying earlier in conversations, I believe, on Thursday afternoon. So I wonder, can this market rally into next Friday up into, and I'm looking at December and November charts now, new crop, 437 or 896, if mark to market is not decided one way or another?
I think you have a huge point. I am fearful of the exact same point, and I think it needs to be spoken to with the listeners that it doesn't matter whether you're pro or against mark-to-market accounting. You can make an argument either way. I think the very germane point here is that the trade is assuming some type of relaxation or change in the accounting standards for banks to try and get the bottom half of the ship off the sandbar and get it moving again in terms of the credit markets and in terms of the banking industry. And the expectations and the assumptions are high that this will happen. And I think that has a huge, huge influence on how we trade next week and how much follow-through we can have. I think it goes back and is worth repeating what we talked about at the Beef House. The dollar historically during recessions does rally for years at a time, and we can't throw out the idea that if this mark-to-market accounting change doesn't happen, the dollar is just in a corrective wave and heading back up higher, further hurting our potential for international trade and merchandise trade. And that's what I'm kind of getting back at, is the globalized merchandise trade got hurt this week. The wheat fundamentals, the wheat was our knight in shining armor on Tuesday at the Beef House meeting. Now he looks like the Dark Knight from the Monty Python moving, protecting the bridge in terms of supply and decrease in consumption. So we really have to keep these things in our mind and work on our 08 sales here during this next week and a half, work on trimming up and getting a lot better at our 09 hedges that we have in place. And like I said, we like the puts to be lifted as we go higher, make the forward contracts. But by the time we get to the 30th of March, we're going to still be at about 50% on 09 corn, 50% on 09 bean hedges.
I guess what I'm hearing you say is that really the fundamentals of the market has not changed a lot. The job unemployment is still in the pits. The housing market is still needing work. The financials still need liquidity. So the what we're looking at essentially here in this move up in the Dow and the potential of the short-term V bottom is a psychological-led market.
I'm sensitive to say in the pits, Dave, because I picked up a lot of sentiment at the Beef House meeting with all those people that they were tired of hearing bad news. And we understand that. I don't like giving bad news. I don't want to say in the pits, and I think the financial fundamentals would improve. I think they drastically improve in the banking industry, even psychologically, if not materially, if this mark-to-market
right.
change was put through and it was replaced with cost accounting. I think that would really breathe new life, new air into the banks without more government money. So what more could you ask for? What are you waiting on if you're in Washington with not changing this mark-to-market rule, especially when you see the market reaction that the stocks have had just on the thought that it may happen? So to me, it should be a done deal because the market has already priced it in. I think it goes back to the grain fundamentals, the merchandise trade. China is probably my biggest fear right now. A lot of people are saying China should lead us out. I'm fearful, and our intelligence would say China is deflating more and increasing their own production, and their prices are going to decrease more. If their domestic prices decrease more, that means less need to import. And that, so it's very, very crucial we understand that I don't think China can lead us out. I think it's really up to the United States, Europe, and Japan to lead us out. And if that's the case, our top five buyers of our agricultural exports are countries that really would get sick if the U.S. and Europe and Japan continue to weaken. And they those top five buyers represent 62% of our ag export volume. That's the number I really care about.
All right. Let's take it back to the grain for a final question then. This either short covering rally or new money, whichever it is that's leading the grains higher, would you anticipate by next Friday that we might go sideways to lower heading into the end of the month acreage report?
It's very possible, because not only do you have the acreage, you have the grain stocks. You know, mm-hmm. Allendale came out today with estimates on corn and beans that are an exact opposite or mirror image of our survey, and in that we got overriding. Over 80% of our survey respondents said no change in acres or higher corn acres, because I've already bought at least part of my fertilizer last fall. So we're a much higher corn acreage number and almost 5 million acres lower on bean acres. And so I think someone's going to get scared as we head into, especially if we continue to go higher, somebody's going to get scared to want to take some profit before those reports come out. And it goes back to the grain stocks report being just as important. The quarterly hogs and pigs report will be extremely important mm-hmm. for corn and meal because of the feed side of the equation. So, yes, I do think that there's potential to go down. Maybe there'll be a winner, maybe there'll be a loser. But if you're looking for a leader in this market, we were really looking at wheat to be the leader. We've got the wheat-corn spread now trading down below 140. I think without the dry weather staying in place, Dave, you're going to see that wheat corn spread now go below a dollar, and wheat will jump into the feed grain side of the equation, further deteriorating our upside potential. So we've got some triggers to pull in the D's corn and no beans if we can get a percent and a half correction in the dollar and get back down to that 85-50 level where the 50-day moving average is. That's kind of our trigger to start pulling some more forward sales.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo, Risk Management Commodities.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We join NPR News in Progress.